Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on May 2nd.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Our granddaughter's 24th birthday.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Hey, May 2nd, we're going to read from Mark 13:11.
Yes.
This is for everybody. I say that. Sometimes we feel arrested, but anyway, it says, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking,
but
the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Everybody has their times when they feel like things are not going their way. But have no fear. God's got the right words for you. At the time, you will need it.
Absolutely.
And that is important to remember.
It is. On today's call, we're going to discuss somebody special for you.
That's it.
Somebody special for you.
Wow. And that would be, okay.
Have you ever found a scripture you couldn't wait to share with everybody you met? One such scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. This is so powerful. And listening to this, if you don't do anything else, then get this scripture down in your spirit.
It'll
today.
Jump start your day.
Yes, it will. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 through 5, Message Bible. Every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Day and night during our prayers, as we call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in following our Master Jesus Christ before God our Father. It's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions.
All right.
Wow. See, friends, it's clear to us that God not only loves Dave very much, but he's also put his hand on her for something special.
And it is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves Lawrence very much, but he has put his hand on him for something special. Everybody, hopefully hearing the sound of our voice, will realize that you are someone special to God.
Hallelujah.
And there are seven powerful thoughts to this passage of Scripture that equals one powerful encouragement for everyone listening to us who has ever gone through or is going through a battle.
Number one, every time we think of you, we thank God for you.
Mm-mm.
We're going to make that statement again. Every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Sadly, there are some believers on this call who will say, nobody knows I'm alive. Nobody is thinking about me. So how can they possibly be thanking God for me? First and most importantly, God knows you're alive. And Hebrews 13:5 says that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
So you'll never, ever be alone, since he's always thinking about you. Second, if you want someone else thinking about you and thanking God for you, then you got a part to play in that manifestation.
That's true.
Third, you get prayed for every morning on this phone call and after we finish this call and during the day.
That's it.
Why would we be praying for you in such a manner? First, it's right for us to pray for one another. And second, it blesses us to be able to do so. 1 Thessalonians 3:9, New Living Translation. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter into God's presence.
Number two, day and night, you're in our prayers.
Yes.
Praying for someone is not a once-in-a-while thing. It's an ongoing scriptural directive, which is why we pray. And when people come to your mind, you think, why did that person come to my mind? The Holy Spirit's putting that person in your mind so you can pray for them. 2 Timothy 1:3 in the Classic Amplified says, I thank God whom I worship with a pure conscience in the spirit of my fathers, when without ceasing I remember you night and day in my prayers. When we pray for one another, I love this. I saw this recently. I saw this meme, and I just believe it. It says that when we pray for a particular person, we are opening a portal in heaven to that person.
Wow.
So we are making an impact in that person's life, no matter what we are praying. When we pray for one another on a continual basis, there's a powerful scriptural dynamic loosed, that's what we're talking about, into their lives, into ours too. James 5:16, Classic Amplified. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults or slips or false steps, your offenses and your sins, and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart.
Wow.
The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working.
Wow. Powerful. Number three, we will remember what you've done and who you are. Not only are we to pray for one another without ceasing, we are to recall all the good things that you've done, bringing them to our remembrance, and more importantly, to his attention. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Message Bible. Recall to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope, in following our Master Jesus Christ before God, our Father. Truthfully, we could do an entire teaching on the three items mentioned in this verse, but we're going to be brief. If you want your work of faith called to mind by those remembering and praying for you, then it's pretty certain thing that you need to be a walking and living faith in such a way that it's obvious to those around you. Remember, never doubt the Word of God and His precious promises. Doubt and faith cannot live in the same house. And we're not talking about a geographical house. We're talking about you.
The temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. As a born-again believer, everything we say, do, think, or should be done in love, according to His Word. Finally, we have patience in knowing that if God said it, it will come to pass.
Think of it.
Because God is not a man, He should lie. Numbers 23:19. Your personal demonstration of faith, love, and patience in your life are three characteristics that will make people remember who you are and what you've done.
Number four, God loves you and He has something special for you. It's one thing, it's always nice, really, when a neighbor or a relative or a close friend does something special for you. But, When God puts His hand on you to do something special for you, well, that is seemingly beyond comprehension, human comprehension. And the point of it is we don't want to miss that manifestation in our lives. How about you?
Very good. Very true. Number five, the Bible is more than just words to you. It's a lifestyle. Neither God nor the Bible is to be treated like a spare tire on a car, only used in case of an emergency. This also could be an entire teaching, but we think the words found in the New Living Translation of Job 23:12 says it all. I have not departed from His commands, but have treasured His words more than daily food. Chewing on the Word should be as important as the food you eat. They both sustain your life.
Number six, something has happened to you. Now, we're just using this one scripture. Remember how it says something has happened to you. As you receive and act on all that is found in 1 Thessalonians 1:2-5, then it will become obvious and clear that you're not the same person you used to be before you were born again. Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation tells us this. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person.
Yes.
By changing the way you think.
Glory.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. It takes time, but it can be done. When you let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, it will become clear and obvious to every person who knows you or meets you. When you hug someone, they're going to feel the fruit of the Spirit come oozing out of you. That's wonderful.
Yes,
you will
it is.
Clearly be a testimony of God's transforming power.
Wow.
And he's all the time working within us daily.
Yes.
And if it's the tougher it gets, the more he's going to use you. Watch out.
Number seven, the Holy Spirit will put steel in your convictions.
That's one of your favorite lines.
It is. Years ago, honey, I remember, and I think you read it too, reading a powerful book entitled A Man of Steel and Velvet. I strongly recommend you secure that book and read it. You can get it through ChristianSoldier.com.
Do we have a copy? I think we have a copy at home, I'm pretty sure.
And we recommend, or you can buy it on Amazon. When you have steel in your convictions, you will not be swayed by every harebrained idea that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4:14, classic Amplified Bible. So then we may no longer be children, tossed like ships to and fro between gusts of wind, of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine. The prey of the cunning and cleverness of the unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery and inventing errors to be misled. Child of God, listen. Your Heavenly Father would like you to meditate on this teaching and the rich thoughts found in 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 through 5.
That's it.
1 Thessalonians 1. 2-5. And never doubt just how special you are to God
and to us too. That's
exactly right.
Amen. Yeah. That is good stuff.
And we pray for you.
Yes, we do.
Every day.
Every day.
You would just write this down. Thank you, Lord, that I'm somebody special.
Mm-hmm.
That you put your hand on me. For because I am somebody special. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit put steel in our convictions.
That's right.
That'll fire you.
It will. So.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God and apply it to your life.
Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.